Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Forget this, folks. Right? Come on.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace.
Kevin is singing this.
In an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes.
Right?
An eagle fly.
There we go, baby. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I am in Minnesota today. As if it wasn't bad enough going to the swamp yesterday, I'm actually down in the Twin Cities Metro. But it's still America. And there's still, a lot of patriots. Even Minnesota, they're a little quieter. I think it's called, they don't want the Kristen Sinema treatment, Kev. They don't want to end up having people follow them into the bathroom.
I just saw one of the monitors, these freaks. Well, what are you doing?
Going all woke on them. They don't want that. But we're actually in Minnesota today for the Minnesota Broadcast Association gathering. We have a couple of, actually three. Or four, I forget how many radio stations we've just added to the Flag family in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. So, what are we doing? We spend a little time in Minnesota with the Minnesota Broadcast Association fighting for the airwaves, free airwaves, allowing you to have something on that radio, on your app, 24/7. So that's why I'm in Minnesota today and enjoying it very much, as a matter of fact. So, just because I'm with fellow broadcasters. So that's what we're up to today, and that's why I am broadcasting live from NORAD. The Hotel Crosby is where I'm doing the show.
Oh, there you go.
Have you been there before? In Stillwater, Minnesota.
Yep. Used to spend, a good buddy of mine and his wife live in Stillwater, and he has a boat on the St. Croix there, so.
Oh, boy.
We're out there, we go out there quite a bit in the summer. It's gorgeous. Love it. Taylor's Falls all the way down to Red Wing.
Exactly. So, making my way down here yesterday, Pat Finken ended up taking a good chunk of the show, and it sounds like you had a lively show, Kev, and a good,
that's a good
robust
way to
discussion.
It. That's
was it?
A good way to put it. Yeah, lively.
Lively. Yeah, and that's I want to say this. I think the What's on Your Mind family, have little doubt of why we believe what we believe, and I think we. We defend it pretty well, and we know sort of the our BS meter is pretty strong, and but I think also there's nothing wrong ever in sort of being challenged and having an opportunity to defend what we believe and why we believe what we believe, and I think that's what was valuable yesterday, in that having a conversation within the quote unquote Republican conservative family. And having other viewpoints out there is never bad. And I think the audience performed very well yesterday. And I don't think when I say the audience, we all speak with one voice. We have different opinions. We have different things that happen here and there. The one constant, I think, is true. If we want woke and we want, Trump bad, Trump didn't win, all those things, there's plenty of places to find it. And so I don't think you want a steady diet of it, but I think whenever you have the opportunity to have a little bit of a debate and sort of defend your own viewpoints, I don't think that's bad. Do you, Kev?
No, not at all. Not at all. Good luck defending some of that, but take your shot.
Sure. And that's why I say that sort of put you through your paces, that's kind of okay. Some folks yesterday, what are you doing? Why do you got that crazy man on there? Whatever. Well, here's a newsflash. There are people that don't agree with everything we believe. Their neighbors, their family members, they're all around us. Having the ability to defend what we believe is a good skill set. And I think there is a really sad thing happening in America right now. And conservatives are generally the target of this. Even folks who aren't exactly conservative, they go, wait a minute, $3.5 trillion and transformational change, not exactly something I'm up for. You will comply. We will follow you into the bathroom, right? We're going to go right into the space that normally would be reserved as a space and get in your face. We don't ever want to become them. We don't ever want to become them. That's one thing I'll believe forever. Let's not become them. Let's be happy warriors. Let's defend what we believe and not be afraid to have a conversation about why we believe what we believe ever. So here's what I did today. I said, Super Producer Chris Larson, I don't want any guests, even though I love our guests, and we've spent the last couple of weeks talking to a lot of people on a lot of different topics. I want to clear the deck today and have a conversation about what is on your mind for the entire show, any and all topics. I have a couple of things on my mind, but I don't even want to plant the seed with you yet because I'm more interested in what you want to talk about. And we're going to do this in sort of radio graffiti style, and that is you're going to give me your best minute, uninterrupted from Kevin or I or Todd or any of the What's on Your Mind crew here. You just go for a minute, and then you will either say, okay, thank you, glad you got your 2 cents in, let's go to the next one, or we'll flesh that out a little bit, and we'll continue the conversation on any and all topics. Okay? So here's how you join me. 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Kevin, can you take the calls today?
Yeah.
I'm on the evidently the apparatus I have to take the calls doesn't like Minnesota because it's not showing me the board. It's not giving me an opportunity to take the calls here. So I'll rely on you doing that. I'll keep the timer here so we keep our powder dry here as we give you the full minute as advertised here. What I always find interesting is when we say 1 minute, 1 minute only, the brevity of the wisdom many of our audience brings you short of a minute sometimes. But we're going to keep our promise and let you go for a minute, whether you agree, disagree, you want to react to a fast show, you got something about the border, something about the reconciliation bill. I don't care. Bring it. A lot of people have been asking about New York City. How could you go to New York City, Scott? Why would you ever go there? I can explain that if you'd like. We can talk about that today, whatever. A lot of people are ready to go, and we've got a growing group of folks that are going to join us in New York City at Christmas time in December, and I'm looking forward to it. You know why? I believe in tough in times like this, which are, there's a lot going on that is ripping at the fabric of America, trying brick by brick to destroy what the founding fathers handed us. It's a republic if you can keep it. And when you have people that are in this battle with you, that are happy warriors like you, that are unafraid to say what needs to be said, it's cathartic to spend a little time with them. And I found that on all the trips we've done, COVID disrupted a lot of that. Let's be done with having things disrupted. Let's go back and do a little travel together. So that's we can talk about that. Whatever you want to talk about, you lay it on me at 800-228-0550 today on the program, okay? I already have some texts in. You can text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Clinton Bismarck wants to go first. The floor is yours. Clint, take it away.
Hey, good morning. I was calling about the $1 billion our state is arguing over how they're going to spend. And it's COVID relief or to charge the economy, whatever, however we want to phrase it or look at it. But we've got $1 billion that we obviously did not need that we're arguing over how we're going to spend in 23 and 24. And we have Republican leadership in our state making or leading or spearheading arguing how to spend that money. At the same time, we've got our delegates that voted for this $1.5 trillion. And I'd like to thank them for voting against the reconciliation, so-called reconciliation, and I think it's because of people voicing their opinions back to the delegation, and I think they caused complete havoc, and I think that those two senators and congressmen need to be part of a group to call that money back in. That needs to be called back in. We need to call off this $1 trillion so-called free spending. But for our state to spend $1 billion we don't need, we're part of the problem.
Would the better answer be, we gave you a little more than a minute, Clint, just because you were on a roll there, but would the better answer be for the million, no thanks, we're not going to add to generational theft, we'll send it back? Is that what you're arguing?
Oh, you hung up.
Yep. Clint's gone, okay. Because I think that is an answer, right? There's,
sure,
there's a
them,
way to
yeah.
say, we're going to, you know, nobody's doing that right now, but, you know, one answer would be to say, no, we don't want the billion. The other would be to say, how are we going to do it differently and not just add to more government programs? We'll talk about that some more. Welcome more of your calls on What's on Your Mind, Strick.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control, your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we appreciate that from the flagship 550 K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, KLTC and Dickinson, and of course all those apps, iHeart Media platforms, so many places to listen to us. We appreciate it. I'm in Stillwater, Minnesota today, on location for the show. I'm meeting with the Minnesota broadcasters and really enjoying the conversation today. We've cleared the deck on all topics. I have a couple. I want to talk about our New York City trip next hour. I want to talk about finding a business willing to be the tip of the spear to take on the vaccine mandates by the Biden administration for 100 or more employees. We'll talk a little bit about that. And a few other things on my mind, including workforce. Where have all the people gone? Everybody's having trouble hiring. And all of a sudden, it just sort of seems like it's an extreme pain point. You talk to people about in restaurants and hotels. I mean, construction jobs. You know, people are walking out. I mean, it's fun. Where did they go? I don't understand this. So we're going to talk about that next hour. This hour, I just want to talk to you about what is on your mind today. And just a free-for-all in the open phone time, we're doing an American Graffiti. No, not quite American. I did eat at Mel's Diner in San Francisco. I forgot to tell you that, Kev.
Really?
I ate it, yes. And it was the spot where American Graffiti was filmed. San Francisco, California. So it was the original diner. You know, you're sitting in the booth that, you know, that Ron Howard sat in, and he was just, of course, a youngster then. So anyway, I had
that was my very first movie, Skyway Theater, Hennepin Avenue, downtown Minneapolis, in seventh grade, I think, yeah. Milner and his yellow 42 Ford Cooper, whatever it was, yeah.
You're giving me an idea for a future show. What was your first movie?
Oh, yeah.
The first movie. I remember very well Star Wars. That's the one that sticks out to me. The first Star Wars, and the theater was in Alexandria, Minnesota. We were at the lake, and it was crappy weather, and so we piled in the car and went and watched Star Wars. And, of course, you couldn't watch Star Wars and then not get hooked, right? But I'm guessing there was one that was more kid-friendly earlier on. But that's the first one I really remember at the theater. I can see the billboard on the marquee to this day.
Yep.
And all of us said, let's go to Star Wars. Let's go to the movie. Anyway, we're brought to you today by a friend, MyPillow. And, you know, here is a moment in time where an iconic product, because of a bold voice for that product, and in this case, the founder, the owner, the developer, the inventor of MyPillow, being unafraid to say, well, wait a minute here. Is this election what it was purported to be? If they can shut down pipelines and Facebook and every other kind of cyber attack, why couldn't they attack machines involved in the voting? Maybe we should have forensic audits. Maybe we should find out if it's possible to intrude these machines. Talks to whistleblowers who were part of a government program that watched everything that happens on the Internet and said, wait a minute, why did they tell us not to look day before the election, day of the election, day after the election? Oh, let's take that picture and let's go compare what we believe happened to what happened in states, and you will be shut down. I mean, the force of woke corporate America came down on Mike Lindell like there was no tomorrow. And all of us said, no, thank you. We're still going to buy pillows and slippers and sheets and towels and all the great products. Mike reverse engineers all of them, by the way. Reverse engineers them. Meaning, he goes out to find the best towel, the best set of sheets, and says, okay, how did you do what you did? Finds the best products and gives them to you with a guarantee. You don't like them at any point in 10 years, send them back. 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. I tried them, I don't really like them. That's when you believe in your product. And if you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com, you get the best discounts out there. Buy his book. Buy a gift card for an anniversary present, a birthday present. Load up your house with MyPillow products. It'll be like a posh spa for all your guests. They'll never leave. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. And don't forget FrankSpeech.com. FrankSpeech.com, a great way to go as well. Okay, we're going to Jamestown next. Is that right?
That is correct.
Bob in Jamestown, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
How are you doing this morning? I'll take my minute fast. I listen to KFYR Radio Sunday morning, Legacy Wealth Management, and I always thought those guys were kind of good. But last Sunday it was Pound on the Republicans. Steve Poitras, old weatherman in the Fargo-Moorhead area, staunch liberal Democrat. He says, well, we've gone $9 trillion, the national debt's gone up in the last 10 years. But don't you think we're all living better? Our lives are better? Such a liberal mindset. And then they pounded the Republicans in the Senate for not wanting to raise the debt limit. So I know they pay for their 30 minutes, but, boy, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't let them liberals invest one penny of my money. So there you go. There's my minute.
I'm surprised that there was actually 40 seconds. Just so you know, Bob, you did really well there. I am surprised that a good business model for that entity would be revealing their personal political beliefs, because Paul Myers and Steve Poitras are well-renowned liberals who've been on the radio espousing liberal views. Paul Myers was school board member and, you know, involved in a lot of elections in Fargo. And, you know, it's no secret that they're flaming liberals. So I'm surprised that's a good business model for you know, that entity. But you're right. They pay for the time. So it isn't as though KFIRE is saying, hey, we believe what they believe. You know, they go out there and they talk about wealth. But every once in a while, you know, the truth flips out of those guys and you find out that they are woke liberals. So yeah, I wouldn't want a woke liberal managing the good hard earned money I have, that's for sure. But you know, they're smart enough to realize the power of the KFIRE audience, so we'll give them credit for that anyway, Bob. Appreciate your call. Kev, who's next?
We have Ryan in South Dakota on his love for the Dakotas. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Give me your love for the Dakotas. I bet we can all agree on that.
Actually, I've lived in Aberdeen my whole life, but I happen to be employed by a company that's headquartered in Fargo. I won't name names. I'll just say I've been very blessed for the last year and a half throughout this COVID thing to be gainfully employed with the same Fargo-based company. I go afield in a company truck out of town, make deliveries of product, and I'm under open blue sky, get to meet farmers, ranchers, go to Hutterite colonies, and I'm very blessed to have built relationships doing what I do, and God bless Dakota. I just been having a great time, and I get to listen to you guys while I'm out on the road.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that. And thanks for listening. Let's get Jeff and Minot in here. Jeff, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Legislator, I want to thank you again for helping with the mask mandate, Scott. My 1 minute, I want to really encourage you to we listened to a woman from North Dakota who's part of a North Dakota First audit. She works kind of with Mike Lindell. She gave quite a presentation on why North Dakota, or why a red state would be needed to be rigged in the election. And she gave some unexplained anomalies. And very interesting how, like, just at right the same time, the third party vote would go down in the Edison Research count. At the same time, Biden.
Hang on one sec, Jeff. I want to talk more about this. Jeff Hoverson calling in, a state legislator who was at the Cyber Symposium. More when we come back.
Joe Biden is seeking one of the biggest tax increases in history. Now, experts warn these massive tax increases on capital gains and businesses will kill jobs, wreck the economy, and sink the stock market. All this week, Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are on Newsmax warning of Biden's tax madness in their special reports. Each night, Spicer and Company talk to the experts on what's coming and how you can protect your hard-earned money. Plus, Sean Spicer reveals new details of his upcoming book, Radical Nation. In Radical Nation, you'll find the shocking truth of the Biden-Harris agenda. So tune in to Spicer and Company every evening on Newsmax, America's channel for real news. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. Or get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free smartphone app now. That's great. Newsmax covers the real big stories you need to know. Get Sean Spicer's Radical Nation and make sure you watch Spicer and Company on Newsmax tonight. And don't forget to download the free smartphone app now. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The oil spill off the coast of California over the weekend near Huntington Beach, California may have a culprit. Authorities in California are now looking at the possibility of a cargo ship's anchor ripping away the underwater pipeline. As a massive amount of cargo ships waiting to be offloaded in the area continue to buckle the supply chain in America.
President Biden said on Monday the federal government could breach its $28.4 trillion debt limit in a historic defeat unless Republicans join Democrats in voting to raise it in the next 2 weeks. Quote, just get out of the way, Biden told Republicans. If you don't want to help save the country, get out of the way so you don't destroy it. A former Facebook data scientist, Francis Haugen, has stunned lawmakers with internal memos revealing the company's awareness of hurting teens and how it handled misinformation. Ms. Haugen is appearing before Congress Tuesday. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by friends at Dak Diesel. CJ and the team are taking appointments now a good 30 to 45 days out, so we do encourage folks, if you need diesel repair, and they're in Bismarck, but servicing vehicles everywhere. Obviously, folks just saying best of the best, tractors, trucks, pickups, semis, you know, whatever it is. Dak Diesel can do it. Also have that great 4-plus additive, get you back on the road, save tens of thousands in repairs. DakDiesel.com, or give them a call. All right, back to the phones here. Jeff Hoverson called in. Jeff is a legislator from Minot, North Dakota, in the State House. And I want to ask you about something an earlier caller called about, and the $1 billion and how to spend it, Jeff. But you called in to talk about a presentation you heard related to, you know, would North Dakota even be on anybody's radar as far as trying to impact the election results, and how somebody explained that? Just wanted to give you the time to flesh that out a little bit. Are you talking about the cyber symposium that you and other legislators attended in Sioux Falls, South Dakota? Is that where you heard this presentation?
Yeah, I was there, Scott, but the presentation I was referring to was here in Minot. There, a North Dakota group, a gal that did an excellent job. She's from North Dakota, and she's done a lot of her own research by following the counts, you know, when they leave North Dakota from the Secretary of State to Edison Research. She was able to get the public data, and she put together some graphs that were very interesting. And she explained that, what, you know, we asked, well, why would you, it's obviously a Trump state. Why do they need red states? Well, apparently to make it all work, to justify some of the more corrupt states, they need between 30 and 35% to show Biden. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It's hard to justify the statistics. It's a little too big of a gap. And I think we're at 31%. That it's kind of like a thermometer. You know, when the counts get too low, the program triggers and you know, corrects the count. And it's a little over my head, to be honest with you. I wasn't expecting to be at the involved this deeply into the election issues, because I'm more concerned about the vaccine mandates, frankly. But this was very interesting. I think she would be willing to come on your show sometime.
Please connect us. Yeah, that's interesting. That I mean, again, I think anybody that takes the time to, and I think, you know, Kevin, this came up again and again yesterday. Something's not right here, right? I mean, when there's a collection of legal theft with the constitutions being disregarded in the name of the pandemic is one thing. The other mantra you hear from some people that dismiss this, theft happens in every election. That just is a part. You just bake that into the cake, and then you
add
that.
That's okay. That's
yeah,
all right.
I know, right? And meanwhile, we're shamed if we think it's a good idea to show an ID to vote to say you are who you say you are, right? So it just sort of piles on, and I think more than anything, we should trust our elections. We should not have any doubt as to whether or not they are what they purport to be. And this idea, it reminds me, I'm going to tie this into the vaccine mandate a second, Jeff, because the woke world in which we live says, you dummy, get a vaccine or else. And you know what? That is counterproductive. I think North Dakota is the best example of this. North Dakota versus South Dakota. We had a mask mandate, albeit the shortest in the country, and I'm glad it was the shortest in the country, but North Dakota legislature said, we don't want a governor to be able to do that to us again, and won on that front, and Jeff was a big part of that in the House. Senator Rich Wardner, took a strong stance in the Senate, and it became the law. Governor Burgum vetoed it, and the veto was overridden. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary because people said we don't. But North Dakota had it, albeit the shortest one in the country, okay? The shortest mask mandate. South Dakota did not. The numbers fell at the identical time. So we have a very good lab between the North Dakota way and the South Dakota way on whether or not mask mandates are the reason we dropped. They were not, okay? Number one. Number two, South Dakota has taken a lighter touch on the vaccine issue. In other words, the governor there isn't pleading with people to get the vaccine. The governor there says, talk to your doctor, make a decision. It's up to you. She's been vaccinated. Her family's been vaccinated. She's not anti-vaccine, but she's saying, I'm not going to get in your face and tell you you should, you must, you will, and plead with you to do it. Okay? Their Department of Health, same thing. You go to their website, find stats, find facts. It helps you make an informed decision. Okay? North Dakota Department of Health has actually just gone full out jihad, in my view, of, ivermectin will kill you. Don't you ever take ivermectin. And you must and you will. And the only reason hospitals are full is because, you dummies won't take the vaccine. They are jihadist in the messaging related to, guess what? Guess who has a lower effectiveness in convincing people to take the vaccine? North Dakota. So the people that are in the name of they know best for your health, and they might be fully convicted on this and believe that that's the best way, they're being counterproductive. It doesn't work. And the experts that I appreciate on this are the ones that say, time out here, vaccines save lives. Okay? The vaccine, a model, if you will, of preventing polio, measles, whatever, the vast majority of the scientific evidence out there say vaccines save lives. They are a very important thing for you to consider in the space of your health. And what they're doing with this COVID mantra of you will, you shall, you must, or, else, employers, individuals, if you want to eat there, if you want to do this, guess what? They are doing enormous damage to the long-term health of the United States of America because guess what? People get creeped out when people are wagging their finger in their face saying, you shall, you must, you will. So again, long-term damage to health is what I think we ought to worry about. And we need to take this on. I mean, again, I'm creeped out by it. And I have every single family member of mine who has the vaccine. I'm one-shot Scott, but I am creeped out by the fact that people are this forceful about it. Because I believe that's a decision I should make in consultation with my doctor. And healthcare in general would be better off to saying, if you don't have a relationship with a primary care doctor, start it today. Have a doctor you can trust on the other end of a phone, on the other end of a hospital, doctor visit, whatever. Have a doctor you can trust and make that very personal decision. What's best for you and your personal health situation between you and your doctor? And all of this cheerleading should be recognized for what it is, propaganda that makes it less likely people are going to follow. There's so much noise out there today. Anyway, I got on my soapbox on this, Jeff, but I just think the people that want everybody to be vaccinated and believe that's the best thing are going about it exactly the wrong way. Do you agree or disagree?
I appreciate what you're saying very much, Scott. I agree. I think mandates are tyranny. Mandates are not a tool for a elected official's toolbox. They're a tyranny. And tyranny is an evil, last time I checked, that should be sent back to hell where it came from. We have a cultural Marxism. They're wrecking our country, you know. And if we don't stop them now, when you give up individual freedoms, which we are obliged to protect, by the way, as elected officials, how long does it take to get freedom back? That's my question. A long time. Sometimes it takes a war to get freedom back. We got to start valuing freedom, not for the sake of selfishness, but for the sake of it's a system that actually works better. If the government would have gotten out of the game in this past year, public health and everybody, we would be over this by now. Liberty would have taken care of this problem. That's my view.
One last quick thing. Someone called earlier and said, $1 billion we don't need and we didn't ask for shouldn't be spent by the state of North Dakota. You and your legislative colleagues are going to soon return to Bismarck, and the governor's come out with his proposal. Obviously, there'll be a debate in the legislature about this. The caller's point was send it back. You know, this is money we shouldn't spend. We shouldn't add to the debt to the United States. What's your take?
Yeah, we had two record growth sessions in the state of North Dakota. We're about three times as large of a budget as South Dakota right now with a similar population. It's going to hurt our economy if we keep taking this money, because the government doesn't grow money on a tree. It comes from our neighbor's pocket, and we got to quit doing that because it's it's killing everybody. We're going to pay for it with buying hamburgers at a restaurant. I mean, costs are already going up because of the stimulus things we've already done, and we got to figure that out. Sound economic, Austrian economics is the way to go, and that's the free market. This is not free market. So,
appreciate the comments, Jeff. Appreciate you calling. Thanks a bunch. 701-258-0550. Let's get to some texts. Those are piling up here, and we'll get to more of your calls here as we go throughout the program. Whole show today is dedicated to your viewpoints on whatever it is that is on your mind today. So give us a call. Why would you go and spend money in a liberal state and city? They don't deserve your tax dollars. That is one viewpoint that you can say, I'm never going to go to any liberal city, every liberal state, never going to, you know, and then I guess you just stay home. And that's fine. Some people are going to choose to do that. We're taking a trip to New York City because we're not going to let them take a good tradition that we've done. They've always been liberal, by the way. There's nothing new there. And yet we've gone for years and years and years to New York City. We bring a little good old-fashioned North Dakota common sense and Christmas spirit to New York City. And we do it as a group and do it together. But certainly there's a viewpoint that says, I'm never going to any liberal place ever again. Yep. Texture says, programs like yours have undermined the vaccination effort. And I don't think there's another program in North Dakota like yours. In other words, you are undermining the vaccination effort. You can sidestep criticism, but you have earned criticism. South Dakota has more vaccinations because your propaganda doesn't reach all the way to South Dakota. Well, A, that's not true. We cover every inch of South Dakota, both 550 K-Fire and AM 1100 The Flag. We have many South Dakota listeners and callers. So, wrong on that point. Second of all, thanks for the... gift of the belief that we have such enormous power that we can say you should talk to your doctor about whether or not the vaccination is appropriate for you or not. And that somehow makes us responsible for people deciding that the vaccine is not for them. The COVID shot is not for them. That's kind of a head scratcher in my mind to say, make your own decision is somehow dissuading people from making their own decision. More coming up.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a Hot Springs Spa?
That you need one. And 2021's the year to get one. And we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, tell them Scott sent you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Guess what? Lunchtime awaits, folks. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie could be yours. Right off the grill there at PetroServe USA and Valley City, exit 292, the meatball dinner in Harwood today, meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, scallop potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29, tater tot hot dish downtown on NP Avenue, same in Glendon today. PetroServe USA, just tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's get back to the phones. More texts here as we go throughout the day. I have one on a story we haven't spent a lot of time talking about here over the weekend, and that was related to a spill, an oil spill off the California coast that they believe this texter says, actually, have Scott talk about the big oil pipeline break in California. He never mentions anything bad about oil spills. What a crazy statement.
Oil spills are bad, right, Scott?
Well, oil spills are a product of moving a whole lot of oil. So if we said, you know, this case is a pipeline off the California coast, we don't know for sure, but it sounds like the likely cause of this was an anchor from a big ship, of which there are tons off the Port of California. Kevin, why are there tons of ships off the Port of California right now? What's going on there? Due to COVID, right?
Right. Well, it's not. If you go to marinetraffic.com, you can see it's not just a Long Beach or a California port problem. It's the ports all over the world are dealing with this. They cannot unload the ships. They don't have the workers, the longshoremen, the dock people. Then you don't have a train or a truck to put them on. So what you're dealing with is that all of the stuff, and it's all over the globe right now, is sitting at sea. They can't go back to where it was manufactured and loaded because they have no way to unload it there either. So literally, I mean, chips to Christmas toys to everything is sitting at sea around the world right now because they can't get unloaded when they get into port. And this oil spill, by the way, from someone who's been to the Louisiana Gulf Coast and to Valdez, Alaska in the last 5 years, in 3 months, you won't even know that it was oil. There was a drop of oil anywhere near there. You won't.
By the way, I just saw that Associated Press had a story about they found four birds that had some oil on them. Four birds, and they talked about one of those had to be euthanized.
Yep. Yeah.
A bird had to be euthanized. What in the world? We kill a kindergarten-sized class of children every week in Fargo, North Dakota, because they're an inconvenience to some parent who could have prevented it from not having, the birds and the bees conversation about the fifth or sixth grade, and you find out how to prevent that. But somehow it became an inconvenience, and it's okay to end a human life. And we're calling a bird that got oil on it euthanized. Give me a break. Now, first of all, the cleanup capabilities are incredible. That's number one. Number two, it sounds like California knew about it on Friday, didn't do anything about it till Sunday. That's a California problem. And third, we've seen this movie before. It happens. The alternative is to say, you know what? Let's not have pipelines. And then if you think $4 and $5 gas is bad, get ready for $6, $7, $8, $9, and $10 gas because if you don't have an easy way to transport it, it doesn't go. Now, one other point I want to make on this. What have we just seen in the way of a debate in Minnesota for the last number of months?
Line 3 is a replacement
pipeline that makes it safer, right? It updates an old pipeline. They don't want an old pipeline updated, Kevin. They're saying no, no, no. And there is new technology now, leak detection, all kinds of things that make detecting these, the sooner you detect them, the quicker you fix them. So oil pipeline leaks used as a blunt force instrument to say, see, we shouldn't have pipelines, is flat-out lunacy.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Exactly right.
There's a good one right there.
On the road near Wilton, what's on your mind, John? You got a minute? Go.
Well, we've been hearing that there's a lot of people now that are getting terminated from their jobs because of this vaccination mandate that they don't want. And I think we ought to get some enterprising lawyers involved in this so they can get a class action suit, not only against the employers, but against the government and maybe even the President of the United States for wrongful termination of employment. I don't think there's any science that's going to show that if these people are working there and they're not vaccinated, that they're some kind of a risk to everybody else that's in there. And I think you can get class action suits for just about anything. And I think that'd be a good idea. We ought to start suing these people doing the same thing the left does when they don't like something.
Oh, they are.
that's happening right now.
It's happening a lot.
There's a lot of legal action that's being undertaken. We had a guest last week on the program. What is it? Citizens for something Alliance. I forget the name.
Alliance Defending Freedom. Yep.
Alliance Defending Freedom. Okay. It was Chris Kobach, who was Secretary of State in Kansas, now leading a national effort. He explained why it'd be good to have a North Dakota company with 100 or more employees to go into court. I started reaching out to a few people. I'm amazed how many, I'm not going to say any names, but good patriotic companies who are cheerleaders for the American way and the founding fathers and their vision that say, well, you know, some of our customers might think this is okay, so we're not going to go there. So we're still looking for a North Dakota company. It would cost them nothing, absolutely nothing, but they would be the plaintiff and other people would take us into court. Where's the patriots? You got to stand up on this. No question about it. I think the better way to do this is to say, okay, some of you are going to want this. We believe we need it, and there are exemptions. If there's not exemptions, they ought to be taken to court. They ought to. Sanford Health, I think, did this well. Sanford Health said religious exemptions and or religious beliefs, either religious or personal health reasons, and they granted the exemption. Better way to do it. Thanks, John.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.